Good morning, everyone. It's the 24th of April. It's Wednesday morning, hop day. Hope you all are having a good day today. Today, Mark is going to be reading the last chapter in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. Peter admonishes them to feed the flock of God and not for filthy lucre. There's a lot of people that are involved in ministry for filthy lucre, making merchandise of God's heritage. Do I need to name some of those people that are in it for filthy lucre? I don't think I need to name them. I think you know who they are. Also in this chapter, he talks about the God of all grace who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. Makes you perfect, established, strength, and settles you. So the God of all grace is the one who called us. And he says, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Not to man. And then he also said that there was a church that was elected that was at Babylon. So God even has his elect at Babylon. He says that church that is elected, that is at Babylon, elected together with you. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter.
First Peter chapter 5, the elders which are among you, I exhort you, also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, also take care of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but for ready mind. These being lords over God's heritage, but being samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Him resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren there in the world. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Church that is at Babylon, elect together with you, saluteth you. So doth Marcus, my son, greet you one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Mark. So tomorrow we'll start in 2 Peter, good Lord being in the matter.